My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
How are you feeling about the Astros right now?
Man, no offense.
Yeah.
No doggone offense.
Their offense hit rock bottom, I feel, at least from the early season when it was definitely rock bottom. In the eighth and ninth innings last night, I don't know if it's time to worry about this thing slipping away, but we'll kick it around here because last night the Astros went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They got 4 hits. They left 11 runners on base. And over the last 8 games now, the offense is batting .210. Altuve and Bregman struggling a little bit. And Kyle Tucker is out at least through August, if you're going to believe what Joe Spada said.
Mm, It's not looking good, man. Especially since the starting pitching been looking all right. It looked like they got something going.
Yeah.
And this is the wrong time for the offense to be struggling like this.
Well, my thing is, how many more times are you going to be able to waste these starting efforts? Like, they're starting B-set. I mean, you said it. Their starting pitching has been excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, it sucked, too, because the trade deadline is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the guys they got to roll with.
Yeah.
So, they got to figure something out or they're going to be out of the playoffs.
So, in the eighth inning, the Astros had the bases loaded and nobody out. And they got nothing. In the ninth inning, they did scratch out one run, and it wasn't exactly like they ripped the ball. It was a swinging bunt single. And then they struck out twice with the bases loaded. They still had a chance to win the game. They still had a chance to win the game. They got 2 dudes that got hit by pitches to take the lead in the 10th. But then, against the Rangers, by the way, in the bottom of the 10th, this happened.
That ball hit high and deep to right field, and this game's over. Josh Smith walks it off. Rangers down to their final out of the 10th. And the Astros lose in a heartbreaker 4-3. A 2-out home run in the 8th ties it. And a 2-out home run in the 10th wins it.
Say it. It's, boy, you said a mouthful. I mean, if the Astros can't win this series, now they got Fromber going tonight and our guy Kikuchi. Tomorrow, and I swear I'm not saying this because you just played that, but it's going to get a little hairy.
We love Kikuchi.
So it's going to be some hairy Kikuchi.
It could get a little hairy if the Astros can't win this series.
That would be depressing, man.
Yeah,
because I don't know how Kikuchi going to do in this start,
mm-hmm.
but if he have another solid start. And they don't win this game.
Yeah, we need Fromber to show something.
Yeah,
tonight to stop the bleeding because they're not scoring runs. They're not winning in games. They're on a slide right now, and they only have one gimme series in their next 25 games. Like they face the White Sox. White Sox have lost 21 games in a row.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I hope if they lose anything to the White Sox.
Nothing.
This season is over.
Nothing. You got to sweep the White Sox. Because around the White Sox, you've got the Red Sox twice, the Orioles, the Phillies, the Rays, and the Royals. Those teams right now are a combined 41 games over .500.
Yeah, they pretty good, man. They pretty good. So, yeah, they gotta do something. This offense got to do something.
They got to win the series the next two games against the Rangers. They got to sweep the White Sox and then hold your own against those other squads. They're 41 games over 500. Like, this is it. This is we've said it like 10 times. You know, this could be a big stretch. This is the big stretch.
Yeah.
100%.
You got to do something, bro. Y'all got to do something.
All those guys, all those teams currently have, outside of the White Sox, of course, currently have a better record than the Astros. The good news is the Mariners and the Rangers, their schedules are slightly easier than the Astros, but not a lot easier. So it's going to come down to who hits the ball.
Yeah.
They got to hit the ball.
Yeah, they got to step up, man.
How many more games can this team... Like, Hunter Brown was really good last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they started pitching was good, man. I know the bullpen been a little shaky, which is a little troubling because it's a little expensive.
Yeah.
But, man, Ryan Stressly.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
oh, he gave it up.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, man, it's one of these games. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think, and the starting pitcher, I have no issue with the starting pitcher right now.
No.
This is what they wanted.
They're not scoring runs.
Yeah.
They're not scoring runs, and they're facing those great teams. Again, I mean, they're facing teams outside of the White Sox that are 41 games over 500. Like they're a game and a half back now in the standings. If the Rangers win this series or, heaven forbid, sweep, then they're going to be within two games of the Astros.
Yeah.
That ain't great.
It's not good.
That ain't great. Localizing it here in the loop with Figgy Fig and Chris Santiago. This is just sort of like, why not for me? Like, so the Dodgers released Kevin Biggio. He was with the Blue Jays. Did okay for a while. I think he was actually getting some votes for Rookie of the Year back a few years ago. But they had to make room for Freddie Freeman. They released Kevin Biggio. Just bring him into the system.
I would. I mean, they ain't going to hurt nothing, is it?
No.
Yeah, bring him in.
Just bring him into the system. You know, he's from here. He knows the system. He knows the team. His dad's here. You know, Craig Biggio, if you didn't know that already.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. You never know. You never know. I mean, the Astros right now, they got a lot to think about. They've got, obviously, you know, Justin Verlander, Luis Garcia. We'll see on that. We'll probably get an update from Espada today on those two guys. So we'll see what they can do there. But the starting pitching getting an issue. They just got to score runs. They got to swing the bats.
Yeah, I would bring Biggio in right now. Hell, I'm bringing his dad.
Into the system. I'm not saying up here. But
Yeah, why not? Just bring them in. Man, they got to do something, man.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned Altuve and Bregman. Altuve's, you know, I'm guessing he's going to be fine. He goes to those stretches. Bregman has been so up and down right now, and you can't not – you cannot afford to not have those guys hitting when Kyle Tucker's out, the offense is struggling, and you got that schedule coming up. Just can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough, too, because I don't know when Kyle Tucker coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know Joe Espada said maybe no time in August or something like that, or sometime in August. Or
maybe
know.
Not in August.
Yeah, true. We might not see him for the rest of the season. I would be surprised if that was the case.
And at this point, I would not be.
Yeah, so... Man, they got to step up, man.
Mm-hmm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.